93.7 The River, River City's classic rock. Yes, on a Friday off of 1984, there goes Van Halen. I'll wait. Well, all over the news, according to all the news sites, President Donald Trump today denied describing certain nations as whole countries, referring to Haiti and Africa. So yesterday it came out that he called them whole countries. Now he's saying, no, I never said that. I don't know what the truth is, because we weren't in the meeting while he's discussing DACA. But yesterday I saw this and I started laughing. And as we walked down the hall here, Joe was talking to the producer over at the A&G show. And Joe was asking me, he's like, man, how do you do that? How is this guy getting away with acting this way? That's not very presidential. And I think most people think that. And again, I don't know if he said it or not. When I hear the news stories, I'm not one that subscribes to the fake news theory. I think some of it's fake. Majority of it's real. I don't care if it's Fox, CNN, MSN, MSNBC. I don't care who it is. Sometimes they get it right. Sometimes they get it wrong. Sometimes they lie. Most of the time they tell the truth, and that goes for all of them. Again, I wasn't in the meeting, but I'd like to believe, you know, because he said one time that he was going to move on her like a bitch. That was when he was hanging out with Billy Bush in the bus. That was actual audio from his mouth.
True.
Also said he was going to grab her by her female apparatus, if you will. We all heard that audio. So I would like to be smart enough in thinking that that is something that he could possibly say, calling those countries as whole countries. Did he say it? I don't know. Now he's backing out, saying I didn't say it. But he did say the language used by me at the DACA meeting was tough. But this was not the language used. What was really tough was the outlandish proposal made. A big setback for DACA, Trump tweeted. So I don't know if he said it. I don't know if it came out of his mouth. But they claim it did. Is it a big deal?
Yeah. I think all of it's just a bit weird. The fake news, I thought that was the CNNs and the MSNBCs.
That's what it started out.
It's not like 3 and 10.
No.
And our local, I mean, these are on local stations.
Well, it's everywhere. But according to Trump, fake news was, at the time, it was anything that was more liberal.
Oh, okay. So it could be on any news station. Yes. It wasn't just the two big ones.
Let's be more specific. Fake news now is anything he doesn't want said about him.
Yeah.
It's easy to hashtag it with fake news. So
I would just think if this many people are reporting on it, there's probably a bit of credibility to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Going around this time with what he said. Here's the thing. Is it presidential? I don't know.
No. It's not presidential.
I'm standing by I don't know. I like to think that in 2018, in this country, I think it is somewhat exciting, and never before have I seen, and I'm talking CNN, I've been to Fox, I've been to MSNBC, I'm watching ABC 10 right now. We had it on CNN for a second. I walked by the break room.
Is Fox News running it as well?
Everybody's running it, and then the comment is, Trump denies making S-hole countries comment. Okay, they're not bleeping it out. They're not using the number sign. They're not using an exclamation point. They are printing on all the websites and all the TVs. They're That's using true. The word S-H-I-T-H-O-L-E. And when I see that with a brand new year ahead of us, that gives me hope and inspiration that I haven't had in a long time. Because you know what? I thought for years that we should, and again, I'm not talking about being profane and filthy and dragging it into the gutter. But when you see words like this and you hear people talk, the way they talk in everyday life, and then you see it in print, and it's a story, that gives me hope that, yes, Donald Trump, whether you agree with him or not, he's human. People are people. That's how you talk. And we need to talk not like robots or diplomats or politicians and use jargon. We need to talk like people. Because I'm here to tell you, when you talk about an S-hole country, what other word would you use when talking about Haiti or Africa when that's the point you want to make? What other word frames it up that way? It's a dumpster fire. It's a meth lab. It's a mud puddle. It's a S-hole. That just tells you exactly what you're dealing with. Everyone's been driving down the road. And they're like, oh, man, I'm not taking that exit. Everything on that road's an S-hole. I don't want to go over so-and-so's house, man. He lives in an S-hole. Everyone says that. Everyone knows what an S-hole is.
I don't even think it's that bad of a curse word.
It's really not.
I mean, it's like besides damn, it's like the easiest curse word you can say.
Well, you got damn, you got hell, you know, you got goddamn.
GD is worse than S. Nah. That's taking the Lord's name in vain.
And you see, it bothers you, but there is no word off limit to me. So, does it make him look
that
less?
That actually is true.
I like it. I like good diction. I want people with great, dirty vernacular. I like it. They're descriptive. A lot of people in school, they used to tell us and tell me, oh, all you're doing when you use those words are you're being lazy. Cussing is lazy. You're not imaginative.
Unintelligent.
Yes. And the older I got, I thought, you know what? If you use them as verbs, adverbs, you want to use them as pronouns, you want to use them as when you get creative with your curse language, it's actually more thought-provoking. Not only when you say it, but to those who hear it, it takes more thought than it is to not say it. I think it's lazy to frame up all these stupid words that no one means anymore. I'm 46. I say talk the way you want to talk. Call it what it is. And the other countries, does it look good around the world? Yeah, maybe not.
Well, no way does it look good. When you say that that's being presidential, I kind of disagree with you on that, because being presidential is being above the rest. Not being an elitist, but being above the rest.
Being better.
Commanding respect, not
leading
asking
by example.
For it. Right.
Yes,
yeah.
Being tucked in. He walks the walk. He dresses the dress. He's got the tie. He's got the money. Doesn't have the hair. And now we're finding doesn't have the diction.
Yeah, yeah.
I do agree.
Does have the diction. Just chooses not to use. He could speak intelligently.
Unless he's got to go for a long period of time, then he loses it.
True.
Then he loses his train of thought, then he just starts making stuff up.
just
from what I've seen.
Yeah.
But my point is it's not very presidential to those out there, but I think it's even more presidential and commanding when someone lays down an S-hole country comment like that. It's like, whoa, he must really hate Haiti, and he must really think that of Africa. I like to see it. And to see it in print, I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah,
that might make me a child. And that might make me juvenile and dirty and base and lowbrow. I don't care. To see that in print excites me.
Yeah, but think about seeing it from a president that the nation respected. Think about seeing that in print from a Reagan.
Okay.
Or a
whoa,
Kennedy.
I mean,
think about it, seeing it in print from one of our big ones.
Okay, so let's go back. I know you were a bit young. I was a bit young for Reagan. Here's the thing. Had Reagan would have said that?
I heard Reagan was the best president we ever had besides Washington.
You hear a lot of stuff, yeah. But if he had said that, people would have been like, oh my God, whoa. Whoa, did he just say that? Well, one, he would have coined the term asshole, because no one back in the 80s was using it.
And to hear his accent and his voice say that word would have been fantastic.
And people would have bought into it, and no one really would have complained about it.
You think?
And he wouldn't have come out and said, no, I didn't say that. He would have said, I said that because I strongly feel that and people would have been like, whoa, I hate Haiti now, and I hate Africa, because Ronald Reagan called them asshole countries. He must mean it, and everything he says is the gospel. He would have been held up on a higher level. And celebrated had he said it. Donald Trump says it, and he gets a bunch of crap because he looks like a goof. He looks like a dumb schoolyard bully.
And he's not owning it.
And now he's denying it. Now, if he didn't say it, he has every right to deny it. But what I would want to see, and I'm glad that you bring that up, that's the only thing that he's done wrong, in my opinion.
Is denying it.
If you're going to say it, I mean own it, lean into it. Don't ever backtrack, double, triple, quadruple down and say, you know what? I was angry, I was heated, and I did believe that when I said it. My emotions got the best of me. It blurted out. I'm not going to make the apology for myself, but for those out there who may be offended, I'm sorry. And that's where it should have lied. So, we'll see. I think it's cool. Dana, you're a young girl, and I know that you probably didn't vote for Trump, and we're not going to get political, but do you agree that a president should use a word like that? S-hole countries?
My jaw dropped.
When you saw this?
Yeah, and, well, I didn't even see it. Kenny came home and told me about it. And honestly, I mean, this is my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be calling places that are struggling, like Haiti and places in Africa, I don't think you should be calling them assholes. I think that's really awful.
Okay.
Fair enough. I feel the same way.
Like,
I feel bad about it, too.
Awful. These people probably already feel awful about their situation, and you have the president of the free world, a free country that, you know, and this man is extremely affluent, and he's sitting here calling your country an asshole? Like, seriously?
Especially after what he just did in Puerto Rico and the things he said about Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And that they're basically our 51st state.
Puerto Rico, still underwater, still without power in a lot of portions.
And he's like, I don't care.
I laugh at it from here. All three of us, lucky as... We don't even know what because we were born
imagine
here.
Imagine being a Puerto Rican, though. That's harsh.
And I will take it one step further. I don't think a president should talk that way.
You think they should be held to a higher standard and lead by example?
You're supposed to be a heavy, like, these people are educated, right? They go to school.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Obama went to law school and things like that.
Trump went to schools. He went to Ivy League schools.
And I'm not saying that Trump didn't go to school. He went to Ivy League schools. You're supposed to be an educated individual.
Trump's a genius. You didn't catch that earlier this week? He came out and said he was a genius.
He's a what genius, though?
He's like a really smart genius.
As somebody who curses frequently, I think it makes people sound stupid.
Oh, God. Now you sound like my fourth grade teacher.
It does. And I'm somebody who actively curses.
See, here's the thing.
And so to me, you're the leader of this country. I'm sorry. You sound stupid.
Okay, hey,
I think
Dana is probably not alone on that. I think the majority of the people, even people who voted for him, you know, because the voters that voted for him, conservatives, a lot of people don't want to hear that language coming from their beloved president.
I'm sure they
all speak like sailors. I'm not saying they can't.
Yeah.
But if you're going to come out and talk, you know, these were like released not officially, correct?
Oh, no, I haven't heard the audio. All I heard were the comments during the meeting.
But my point is like, this wasn't an official statement or something. This is something that somebody heard and they decided to release. And I don't agree with that necessarily, because they're doing it to paint
Yeah,
they're leaking information. They're trying to paint a terrible picture of our president, and I don't agree with that. But at the
same... You still shouldn't talk like that.
Yeah, and so my point behind that is this was probably behind closed doors. So I give him a little grace there, because...
True.
If you're going to, you know, behind closed doors, you're going to talk like a sailor, like you're amongst your peers. That's fine. I don't care about that.
Knowing him, it could have been in the hallway, Dana. I mean, it could have been on the way down to the thing. I mean, it could have been standing there when the microphone was turned off before he went on TV.
See,
I'm sure he was like that when he ran The Apprentice. And as a celebrity, I don't care what you do.
You saw him on TV, grabbing him by the you-know-what and, you know, move on him like a bitch. But here's the thing. Anytime I see a suit and a tie... I don't trust it. I know a lot of people out there.
Oh, it's a pretty package for sure, you know?
They think that, this guy, he's more credible. You know, this guy's going to sell me a house. He wears slacks. They're wrinkle-free. They say Hagar on them or whatever brand. They see the ties. They see the shirts. They see the cufflinks. They see the shoes, the wingtips. A lot of people still are delusional by looking at the appearance of a man or a woman who's nicely dressed. Me, what I see, what my life and history and the photos and the online pictures have taught me is that suit is nothing but slime. And I don't care what it is. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you do a radio show. I don't care if you lead a free world. I don't care what you do. If you work on Wall Street, to me, a suit is sleazy. I've always believed that. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have to go downtown today and they have to work and they have to sell things and they have to look nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I know that's your dress code. I'm not saying all of them are sleazy, but what I see in a suit and tie is corruption and sleaze and someone that's going to lie to you, and that's what I've been taught.
Well,
and that's why Joe and I and most of the people I hang with, we dress like hobos.
That's not why I do it. I 100% different reason. It's uncomfortable.
Well, and there's that, yes.
I mean, to your point, think of Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort, right? It's based off of a true story, and this guy was a sleazeball, right?
Yeah.
He's taking penny stocks and selling them for tons of dollars, you know, and he has all these suits and yachts. And, yeah, you know, so I get that point, and I kind of agree with it, because I think that it just puts everything in a pretty package, and you kind of assume that these people don't speak like this, but... In real life, everybody's a human being,
though, my point with that, when I hear a guy dressed up like that use the word S-hole country, I'm like, wow, okay, maybe the tie's not so scary. Maybe the cufflinks are a little rusty. That's what I like to see. So I know a lot of people are upset about it. Me, I don't think it's any big deal. If you want to talk about it, 766-937, give us a call. 9 minutes away, we'll give you that cash code word. Listen to